movies, the moral choices, and the message we send. We need to hold up and stand up. And while we pray, verse 1 to 7, and Paul has been giving teaching and how the scriptures live. God is trying to keep rules and regulations to our knowledge. The Paul movement and help that already have received power. This is how the law is written. It talks about how they draw certain into one that is open with rocky actions. And many of which have been told to the law. And I know that we begin to look for the result of this process. So that the industry that simply draws a new purchase in the law. And your last name to know your member holder. And look at this, you're looking for those reports. So that's the more clear example of God's Spirit working in our hearts and the new law, the new ways coming in. So we learn how to better it works. And we can get it together when we all have to perform. And it's true. If you remember verse 14, Paul believes that above all things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And what we're going to do today, we look at verse 16 and 17, there is a framework of the system of the image. Too often, the gospel is working and changing our hearts and forming the image of our Creator, which Paul mentioned in his verse. Let's look at what begins in verse 15. Colossians 15, looking at the cross, reading out in the cross, leading to a call in one body. And he comes back. But the word of Christ dwells in the spirit, and he is not one body in all his sin and songs to him, and spiritual calls to festivals, pure calls to God. And what are you doing in word or deed? In the name of the Lord Jesus, he is thanked to God, the Father, for me. So, we come to your word, we come recognizing our dependence upon you to know who we are in you. You reveal who we are in Christ, you reveal the great salvation which is celebrated now as we protect from your people. But Lord, now we learn. How else to be in this world? How we can be in this earth because of what we have been. Father, I pray that you speak to me. Father, that will be very beneficial to me. Not a lot of help trying to understand what is happening to me. Father, we would need to grow more and incorporate this truth into our lives to learn how we can live this out in practice. We ask the Spirit to come and not let all the other things of the Lord, but Father, enable us to equip us to live what the words and all that holiness is to us individually, that you can simply be truth in our minds, into our minds, into our hearts, that while the meeting of the congregation was in a greater way with us, Jesus Christ. Who are our needs, who are our world. So, we are God. And we trust that you will be faithful to your promises and fear to your needs. We cross the Negro. The first thing that we notice about Adams will be evidence of the unity from the law of the units, verse 16, is that the unity is ruled. The cross. He's ruled by the cross. It will make you hurt for a change. All things of all things are going to put on your strong love that is bound all things in Christ. And the idea of the love of the cross, the result will be that we think in our own lives, all things will be in the relationship that we have with each other. But it takes to be here what all folks belong in our relationship with other people. The dinner, a bit of our relationship with other people, the nursing care, the simple cross, the rule, the relationship that we have with those people, and ultimately, with non-believers.
So we left Latin back and said, we're going to need it. Or we got all of those. And we're putting on about all the curriculum on love. And the result was that naturally, those two teachings that hit us, the people of God would rule our hearts. Now, the people of God here is the children of love. For other Christians. However, before we're going to speak with other Christians, before we're going to describe our relationships with our Christian spouse or with our children or with our other members of our congregation, before we have to know the relationships, we must have peace with ourselves and all of it must be a peace with God. Our peace is with others who talk more often because we are first. The bond of the team building of church but then we turn it to a number and think from God, therefore, there are things that are not. And all the individuals of the church are in the room of their heart, they will never be. And that's the next thing that we're going to do. They make things to be in the room of the church. And God has a team of those who will be looking at God. And God has our heart. All this may have mixed in our word for good one. Okay, we're not kingdom, we're in the kingdom. Another Christian is in the kingdom. So, like the Lord Jesus, who are Christians, and long suffering, and welcoming forgiveness upon them. Next thing I think is created this peaceful, harmony, one body, which is called this for which we were called. We did all that in this month. We wrote that church for every month. For the kingdom of God, our modern king, or a citizen, but rock in peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, let us continue God now for peace and the ritual of the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Choose God your life. Choose God your involvement in God's atmosphere. Determine the individual truth of the kingdom of God. Your continued peace. You are our focus, and our bringing this back here, right? Thinking about how do we keep living in the vision, and how do we work in the world? You can teach us to recognize that our responsibility as individual Christians, or specifically as individual Christian church members in this congregation, we use heavy responsibility upon ourselves. We are able to cultivate a faithful environment for our church, and in the church of that kingdom. And it's not having the father or the which I don't look for. But if we're not having to do that, then we're all being given to our community. We're not going to perform more of our business in front of the next generation to our community. Opportunities for our community and focusing on missions in the world. And it's very important to know that we get the right to do in your individual life. Thank you. think what Paul did. He said, oh, so far as he depends upon you, we must maintain the control of all this. We are right to be with all. Let the cross say, as much as we need on you, we have relationship. Anyone who has relationship with all things. And all things, it's not always possible to be with all. But he says, why must that be your fault? Why must it be with all people who do? You need to be with us at all costs. The children of our own gifts. And within biblical parameters, to make them that way. Because they say they will, give it to each other. But most of the things on you seem to be a gift. Anyone is on the list. But in the gift, you see it must not have a discourage. Because ultimately, that's an ongoing goal for people. Unless they don't know how to live it, they still don't know. So, we can call this, first of all, he marks and then reflects in our relationship with other people. We have disrupted and disrupted with our biblical questions, whether in fact it seems that we are all in the Lord Jesus. And so, we must allow our biblical response to be the motivating factor that moves us through any obstacle so that we can have a clean and full and healthy and vibrant relationship with the believers within our own congregation and ultimately keep in peace with all things. Of our minds, we fall back to being inclined to judge, we sexual affection among ourselves. Someone, lost a loved one, and you fix but to also build a relationship with the members of the congregation so that we know we will not be able to pick up on this earth. We can sit down with them on the staff. But you're also building them into the Word upon their work. And I want to recognize that you are not only that you are, but that not yet to give you a legal or guide you to the doctor, but you also want to incorporate them into the Word. The Word that you are missing. You get it back and then you can also not do the Word of God, not just the same experience from that God. It is not fair to get down to the hell for it. It is God's word. It's God's word. It's God's word. It's God's word. So I want you to get to begin to think about that God's word is waiting. If I'm wanting to meet with Christians in my life, and I'm obeying, God's opening up opportunity in the relationship to have the people who are in the country. Because I am ministering with your deal, whatever they did, but to the ministry with the word. Thank you. correlate our testimony with either our experience or Jesus has done for us. In Revelation chapter 9, we get this passage. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, the promise we have to the heaven is that the four new songs, where we all be in the scrolls, the open field, for you are coming, and by your blood, the rest of the people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nations, very important that you do the work of the cross. Very important. All comes to the physical gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God the Father. Remember a few weeks ago when we were looking at chapter 3, all of these great false teachers came to us. Therefore, the holy ones were all the world in their lives.
Thank you.
need and help people, the Lord, when they need the Lord, to let them overflow our your works, our lives, flow out as we see and work with and pray on not Christ. But I pray that ultimately you will continue to see great increase in our church. Father, 5 years, 15, 20, 50 years, inside that church is a big a lot of the community is so healthy. Walk the word of God, done in the lives of the people. That they can make a mistake, that they can work with a great soul. That all they live by is Christ, and so that whatever God, that's what I want to say, that's what I want to do, that's how I want to live. Oh, God, there's a lot of things that the Lord has to support the church, and we'll be comfortable with that. The Lord's community will be praying that you're working. Thank you.